The City Nature Challenge is an international biodiversity count happening in hundreds of cities across the world during the same weekend each spring. This year, it starts on Friday, April 30th and ends on Monday. All you have to do to start is download the iNaturalist app.
And go around and document every living thing you can find, as many species as you can find. And that helps us catalog how many different species we have living and that are out here right now with the season.
Patrick Kelly is the director of education at Stokes Nature Center and a contributor to Wild About Utah on UPR. He says he likes using the app all throughout the year to document flora and fauna in the area. In addition to Stokes Nature Center, there are over a dozen organizations participating in this year's challenge across the greater Wasatch region that Cache Valley is a part of. Kelly says during previous challenges, new discoveries have been made about our area as well as others.
Some really cool things we found with this international effort over the past several years is we have found documentation of an invasive bug called a European firebug here in Cache County, which is really exciting. And we have discovered even new species during the City Nature Challenge in other areas. So Los Angeles, a few years back, discovered a new species of spider. It's cool. It's fun. It's super exciting.
Data can be collected from anywhere. And Kelly says Stokes is encouraging participants to get out on the river trail in Logan Canyon.
So starting at first dam and going to second dam. And we have evidence of about 260 species along that stretch from first to second dam. And we want to try and see if we can round out at a nice even 300.
For more information on how to participate, go to upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.